Everybody, JC here, super excited as always because we have another episode of Cartwheels and Banana Peels Funny Tales from Women Entrepreneurs. Oh my gosh. Oh, and I just saw behind Wendy Brave and Strong that just caught my eye. I don't even know. I got sidetracked. My ADHD is kicking in. But we have Wendy and Marion with me today. So, as you know, I like to jump right in. Go right around the room because I like these podcasts to be short and sweet for you so you can get a giggle and then go on about your day. So I am going to pass the baton to Wendy so she can tell us who she is and what she does. Wendy?
Thank you, JC. Hi, I'm Wendy McDowell, your guru for all things love and connection. In my corporate days, I was the go-to for patching up office spats. I was an HR professional and more like a relationship EMT, but the real magic that happens at home. And I've been in the relationship trenches. You'll hear more about that later. And I'm here to share my hard-earned knowledge with you. As the relationship nerd, I'm on a mission to rescue your romance and rekindle the joy and intimacy you deserve. Let's transform your partnership.
Oh
I'm
my
excited
gosh,
about
from
it.
relationship nerd and relationship EMT. Oh my gosh, Wendy, I'm just saying those stuck out to me. I don't know about everybody else, but me, the
And hence
relationship
the
EMT totally
stuff.
got me.
I really am a nerd, hence the
I love it.
props
I
and
love it.
things.
Fantastic. All right, Marion, my dear, it is your turn.
I'm Marianne Nixon, a transformation mindset coach, and I help women entrepreneurs who are terrified of being on camera to get comfortable doing videos so that they can attract the clients that they want to grow their business and make the impact that they desire in the world.
I love that. I just had a conversation with someone yesterday. It was a gentleman, but he's been on huge stages in front of tens of thousands of people. Totally comfortable. Totally comfortable. But on camera, it's harder. It
Yeah,
isn't. It's
I had the
totally
same
different.
problem. So then now I've discovered how to get around that. I'm helping other people.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. I love, love, love it. Of course, clearly I'm a big dork and I just don't care anymore. But it's not easy. Yeah, I'm very playful. All right, so you guys, if you don't know by now, I am JC Cormack. Not only am I your host and founder, of course, of Cartwheels and Banana Peels, but I am the Rebel Storytelling Coach, and I help women entrepreneurs tell entertaining stories that help attract their right dream clients. All right, so let's get into our funny stories because I'm chomping at the bit to hear. Wendy?
All right, let me tell you the first step on my road to becoming the relationship nerd, and I could not make this up if I tried. Before I became the skilled up, loved up ball of happiness you see right in front of you, I faced the world with nothing but my wits and a knack for picking the wrong partner. Really good at that. It's like
Been
my
there.
super, yeah, it's like my superpower is being a magnet for relationship disasters. To put it mildly, I've been through the relationship ringer, okay? Think of it like a theme park ride that should have been shut down for safety violations. And I thought I had escaped the dubious charms of my ex after 10 years. I put in 10 years with that, and we got divorced. So I thought, yay, that's behind me, moving on. And it took him 10 more years after that, but he lured me back in with tears and the promise of change. Spoiler alert. The only thing that changed was the size of the hole in my wallet after putting a deposit down on a Vegas wedding chapel for marriage number two. Yes, Vegas, the land of Elvis impersonators and regret. That should have been my first clue. To celebrate our impending nuptials, he suggested, hey, let's hit up a Chinese buffet. I was still kind of shell-shocked, so I agreed to that, even though that was clue number two, because probably my least favorite place to eat on planet Earth is a Chinese buffet. So, I was starting to get the cold sweats at this point. Maybe it was the buffet, maybe it was my spidey senses, but I was definitely getting a little nervous. But we survived the dinner, and then came the fortune cookies. You know, those little prophets of the dessert world that usually say things like, you will come into money. I wish I had that one right now. Or, you have nice eyes, right? Not mine. This is not what my cookie said. I'm not making this up, but I still have it. My cookie said, wait for it. Your problem just grew bigger. Think, what have you done? What have you done?
Oh my
That
gosh.
was on my cookie. So if that's not a cosmic facepalm, I don't know what is. And did I listen to that? No, I did not. I was busy, very busily creating this wealth of experience that I now use to help other couples do it the not hard way. You're welcome. But fast forward 6 months after that, and I'm on the express train to Divorceville, population me again. And just when I thought it was all over for good this time, my ex pulls out the counseling card. After years of saying no, I mean, even before, you know, 10 years before when we'd gone through it, all of a sudden he's all about sharing feelings and talking it out. But I went because I'm a woman of my word, and I had always told him if he said he would go, I would go. Yeah, that went about as well as you all think it did. So on my drive home from that first session, I was completely over it, but I was so embarrassed. I mean, who gets divorced from the same man twice, right? So I just wailed to the universe, give me a sign. I need to know what to do. And boy, did the universe deliver. Right when I said that, on the right-hand side, as I'm driving by, is a huge billboard that says, "We quit after 20 years.
Oh my goodness.
So, fortunately, I listened to that one and the rest is history. So that was 15 years ago. And my life has just gotten so much better ever since. I've done so much work and learned so much. And now I'm so excited to be able to share that with other people and help them avoid those problems. And I've also gained a very healthy respect for fortune cookies.
We quit 20 years later. Is that what you said? I love it. That's what it said.
Literally. And I mean, like,
oh my God.
It was almost 20
That's
years
it.
To the day from
I
our
love it.
First go round. So I was like,
oh my gosh.
Okay,
but you
I'm
know
listening.
What?
I hear you.
Had you not done that, you wouldn't be where you are now doing what you're doing. But what an
absolutely.
Amazing story. Oh my goodness. Wow. And girl, I have stories for you myself. there's things popping in my head. I've been through some stuff. All right. Pass the baton. Marianne, we want to hear your story.
Well, I've got one, and one that involves videos. I was doing a challenge, and it was one of my first attempts to be on video. And I was really struggling with getting all the lighting done. And I, well, during the day it was fine, but there were a couple of days where I didn't manage to do it during the day, and I had to do it at night. And in struggling to get lamps and things lit all around me, making it so that my face was lit up, I didn't realize that I'd created a sort of halo effect above my head. And it was only when a friend the next day said to me, "What was that thing over your head?" And I went back and looked at the video.
Angelic and didn't even know.
That's where you just play innocent. Like, what? That's just
what is that? Right, like you play
well,
like the sound.
Why isn't
like,
until I rewatched it the next day?
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so that was very funny.
Oh, that's so, I love it. Yeah, because we don't always catch it, right? We don't always know. And I have a tiny house like we see on TV, but I have a very small house, and I chose that consciously for certain reasons. And so right now I have this virtual background. Well, I'm animated. So what happens? My hands sometimes disappear. But it's all good. It's the hand disappearing thing on purpose. But anywho. I love it. Oh my gosh, you guys, such great stories. Okay. Now, anybody that watches these episodes or listens, I try to always share a little story as well. So I have to keep a list of my back pocket stories so I don't tell them more than once. But as you may know, guys, I talk about back pocket stories. We need to have these little stories, just like Marian shared, or be able to tell our origin story, the why we started doing what we do in an entertaining way, like Wendy just did. So I have a back pocket story today that I'm going to pull out, and it kind of popped into my head because I live in Arizona, you guys. It is the desert. I am on the border of Mexico. I can see Mexico from my house, which is cool, right? Real hot. But anyway, so this is May 2024 right now, Mother's Day. I had sprayed outside. It was just time to spray around the house for pests or whatever. And I came back in and all of a sudden I was like, oh, that's a pretty good sized little spider there by my sneakers inside my house. And I was like, are you a tarantula? Well, I had no choice but to put these glasses on and get close to him because I can't see that good far away anymore to know what kind of spider. Yes, I know, Wendy. I was like, tell me you're a tarantula, because then I know for me, it wouldn't be as scary. So I was. I got close enough to him and had my glasses on. I was like, oh, and then I was baby talking him. I'm like, you're pretty cute. Knowing I got to get him out of my house. He was too big to be living in my house. Now, he wasn't like full grown, you guys. This was a juvenile, but it's anybody that doesn't like spiders, he would have covered my palm. So he's still pretty big if his little legs are spread out.
That's big enough.
Yeah, it's big enough, right? Yeah. Like, but my daughter-in-law loves spiders, has had spiders as pets when she was younger. So I've learned to actually kind of grow fond of them. But I got him on my broom and I got him across the road from me where there's a big, I say field, but it's just the desert, right? And there's sagebrush and whatnot. Got him over there, relocated safe and sound. Then yesterday I came home and I was like, oh my, what is that? I'd never seen a spider. I didn't know what it was. I'm taking pictures as fast as I can and yet getting him out of my house. And thank goodness he wasn't moving quickly. And I was on the phone to my daughter-in-law. I said, what is this? I don't know. It was a sun spider, which isn't a spider. Anywho, it's still an arachnid. The biggest one I've ever had in my house. We live in America. I do. I don't think I could handle Australian spiders. So anyways, he's not poisonous. I got him relocated as well, but trust me, I've done a lot around this house to prevent them coming in going forward. Yeah, because I had one the other day that was not near as big as these, and I went to get rid of it and kind of move it out of the house. And I swear I was talking to it and I was like, hey, little guy. And it wasn't a guy because all of a sudden she must have said, run, babies, run. Because I had a whole bunch of ones going across my kitchen floor. So,
Full-scale invasion, yikes.
yeah, you guys want to come visit? No, probably not.
No, absolutely not. You can keep them out.
Lavender, mint, nice, gentle ways to keep them away. Spraying lavender around the beds, all those things. We don't want anybody snuggling with us.
No.
Right. No. So remember, you guys, telling stories is not always, doesn't always have to be about our businesses, right? This is still this bonding thing. And I want to express that to everyone out there because we can still connect and bond and go, oh my gosh, the spider story or whatever it is. And then sometimes we go, oh gosh, you know, I want to be on camera. And oh, she gets it because she's done that where something goofed up and looked funny or you know, whatever. Or you had an experience in your life that in the moment you're like, oh, this is really, why did I do this? What am I doing? And it leads you down the path you're supposed to go. And other people need to know that that's okay. So sharing our stories is so freaking important. Freaking important. Now, let's go back around one more time so we can keep it short and sweet before I jabber on. Wendy, tell everybody if you have something you want to share, something you want to offer, or a freebie or something like that. And of course, how can they connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do have a checklist. It's called Finding Your Voice. It's all about communicating so that you can get heard in your relationship. And you're going to find that on all my social media, which you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. It's the.relationship.nerd or on my website, therelationshipnerd.com. And I've got a link tree there, and the Find Your Voice freebie is right there in the link tree.
Excellent. And of course, guys, I will have those links in our show notes wherever you're watching or listening to this. All right, Marion, I'm passing the baton to you.
I do a monthly a free masterclass, though I have included the link to that, which will occur on the 23rd this month. And if they can't make that date, contact me, and I will make a plan for to connect with them in some other way, if the time zones are not compatible.
Excellent. Yes, because you guys remember we are worldwide, so
Yeah, and I'm in South Africa, and I can find me on LinkedIn is the best way to find me, but I've also included a link to my Facebook group if they want to join that and stay up to date with everything that I'm doing.
excellent. And I again will share all of those, you guys. So much fun. And oh, and remember, May 23rd that Marion is talking about, that's May 23rd for 2024. But she just told us that she does these monthly. So if you're listening to this later, no problem, right? Just connect with her and find out when the next one is. So exciting. Because as we were saying, stage is really frightening for a public speaking is frightening for about 75% of people, astronomical. being on camera. I don't know the percentages, Marion might, the statistics rather, but I know that can be really frightening for a lot of people as well. So get some support, because when people, I'm like promoting this right now, I can't help it, but when you are on camera, it only takes a total of 5 hours all combined for people to feel like they know you. So with that being said, if you haven't yet jumped on the bandwagon and got your booty over to cartwheelsandbananapeels.com and requested to be a guest, hello, because it gets you on camera, of course, then as well as the audio versions of the podcast. But here's what I'm going to share before we wrap up today. I am getting ready to launch my pilot program of Stories on Fire. Okay. You can go find that if you, again, if you go over to cartwheelsandbananapeels.com, it just says work with me and you just click that and it'll take you there. This is one amazing opportunity at crazy inexpensive investment to work with me. And you can even get private one-on-one coaching, which I rarely offer anymore. I've been coaching for decades and I don't offer one-on-one very often. So there is a way to get that. It's so exciting. And there's an aspect of Stories on Fire that is very similar to my virtual kitchen table with these amazing ladies today. So it's a super fun experience as well as learning. So check it out, ask questions, and get your butt on this show because we're having a freaking blast. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Marion. Oh my gosh, so much fun today.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, we will catch you next time at Cartwheels and Banana Peels.